Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us once again. Plakas, how you doing?
Greger, I'm feeling great.
How many push-ups could you do in 2006 compared to now?
I'd say it's about the same, Greger. Maybe between 40 and 50.
40 and 50?
40 to 50, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's not bad. And you're what? What are you, 220?
210.
210. That's pretty good.
Not too bad.
Now, do you do push-ups regularly, though?
I do them usually once a week, some version of it. Sometimes I do it off a ball, or sometimes with a clap, sometimes regular variety. I like to mix it up just to keep it interesting.
Okay. Now, consistency was something the Oilers haven't had for a long time, but they got it back again now. So I wanted to talk about consistency in relation to fat loss. And what are the three main areas you look at?
Yeah, let's talk about that. That's one of the reasons I thought this was an interesting topic to discuss is that this year I play hockey every Monday night with the boys, and last Monday was our final game, and I was the only player to make every Monday since October till now. I was Mr. Consistent, perfect attendance. So I thought, well, that's an interesting topic to discuss because I think that's the most important thing when it comes to for a fitness and a lean body long term, is whatever plan you decide you want to do, or whatever you want to, or whatever journey you're going to take, as long as you're consistent day in, week in, month out, that's the key. And if you have that consistency, then you're going to have some kind of success.
So now I'm assuming that's got to start with healthy food more than exercise.
Yeah, for sure, food. So that's the thing with diets out there. There's every month or every week there's a new diet or new plan or whatever. It's pretty well any kind of plan that you're going to follow that is different or better than what you are doing, it's going to give you some success. The key is, are you able to follow that plan long term? So you got the paleo people, you've got the vegan people, you've got high protein, high fat, whatever organization of macronutrients you want. Everybody's got their own magical plan, the ketone diet, that kind of thing. So whatever you do, if it's better than what you are doing, and if you can sustain it long term, then great, it'll work for you. But if you're only going to follow it for a week, 2 weeks, and then you can't sustain it for whatever reason, then it's useless to you because you're only going to have limited success short term.
Now, exercise and how often? Because, you know, it's better to find a consistent number rather than come out of the gates firing four times a week, you're doing everything,
bang,
and then
on.
Suddenly within 2 months you're down to once a week, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. Bang on, buddy. Yeah, so the key is, for most people, grinding it out and suffering like a dog in the gym or whatever they're doing is not that enjoyable. Unless you have some sort of ultimate goal, like you're trying to make it into the show, or you're going to get paid big money for having a really perfect athletic body, or you're going to flex on a stage in front of judges, there's really no need to suffer like that every week. So you need to do something that is challenging for sure, because everything worthwhile is challenging, but it's going to want to keep you coming in week after week, and then you don't dread going in for your workouts because you know you're going to feel like puking after each one. So you're right. The key is moderate to high intensity, somewhere in there that you can tolerate, and then mix in some lower intensity stuff that you enjoy, and make sure you just do it week after week. The consistency factor is massive. And you avoid injury, too, at the same time.
Yes. Now, what about just, you know, small changes that add up to big results when you come to life movement? Is that possible?
Yeah, that's really good, too. So, like, think about this. Whenever you go work out in a day, so most people, they may devote an hour, if they're lucky, every day to exercise, if you have that kind of time. But all the other waking hours that you are up for, what are you doing then? So if you work out for 1 hour, then you sit at a desk for 8 hours, then you go home and play video games or watch TV for 4 to 6 hours before you go to bed, really, it's going to be very difficult to accomplish the leanness that you want, the fitness that you want, because you're not burning that many calories throughout the other waking hours. So if you do something simple, like they always say, take the stairs instead of the elevator, or walk a little bit more. I would tell people, get a Fitbit, a Garmin, or a pedometer, or whatever you want, then track your movement in your typical week. So whatever your average week is, maybe do 2 or 3 weeks, if it's 3,000 or 4,000 steps, which is the average for most people, try to up it to 5 or 6, or even better, up to over 10, and try to be consistent with that long term. So the amount of life movement you have plays a massive role in your leanness throughout your life, because those steps add up. It may not add up for that one day or two, or that one week, but over the course of a month or a year, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it's the going to the gym for an hour a day is great, but if you eat like crap and you just sit still the rest of the day, you're not going to get much gains. You got to have consistency all over
a
the point.
A good balance of everything, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Plakas, you better keep balancing turning 50 very soon, so try to keep it on the right side.
You got it, buddy.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit.